Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, classic hits 94.9 WOLX. Coming off a two-day long brain strain question. It was very useful information when we start dating again someday. It'll come back. Good dating info on the brain strain that took 2 days to answer. Just over 10% of women say this is a deal breaker. And that all-important first date. Have fun with this one. Let's listen in. WOLX, you're on the brain strain, and we're glad. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm really good. How are you, more importantly?
I'm good. I'm at work. I'm essential.
Oh, you are?
Oh, wow.
You've always...
But you were able to hide away and call us.
You've always been essential to us.
Thank you.
I think so. What do you think? You probably have your own stories on this, but just over 10% of women claim this is a deal breaker on that all-important first date.
He lives at home?
Lives at home. Still living with the parents.
Oh,
living with the mom.
Boy.
Yeah.
Interesting guess. No, not living at home.
Oh, thank you, though.
That might
do
it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day, and thank you for being essential.
Yes, you are essential. Right. You're always essential. WOLX, hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning to you, sir. Our brain strain question for this morning. Good for a brand new Bucky Book 28, by the way. Just over 10% of women say this is a deal breaker on that important first date.
Their smile?
Their smile?
Oh.
Like a bad one or an evil one?
No.
Or no, the smile?
The grill.
Oh, the grill.
Ah, that's funny. Gotcha.
Oh, there's one. There's
the
smile.
Teeth.
The teeth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, not it, sir, but a great guest on our brain strain here this morning at WOLX 664-1949. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Terry and I do appreciate your calls more than ever. Thank you for calling this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Just over 10% of women say this is a deal breaker on that all-important first date.
Talking about your ex.
Oh. Yeah, I've done that mistakenly. That is a bad idea. Yeah, I've done it. It is bad. They hate it. So that's not it. But
yeah, did you get a second date on that one?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, go see your ex.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, I got the message. And thank you, sir. That's not it, but thanks for your call. Yeah, that was a bad play there.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No. WOLX Brain Strain, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a whole arm full of questions.
Fire when ready.
How about either smoking or being late?
Being late or smoking? Ooh, good guesses on the brain strain. I'm
yeah.
sorry, neither one of those will work.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Sorry
thank
about
you.
That, man.
Oh, sorry. Have a great day, though,
yeah.
okay?
Be healthy and well here.
Yeah.
WOLX, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Our question this morning, just under 10% of women claim this is a deal breaker on that all-important first date.
Bringing your mother along to get her approval.
Bring your mother.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Bring
now,
your mom.
Does she sit at the same table or a different table?
Oh, same table.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Okay, Jim's going to fall off his chair with that one.
Oh, wow. Imagine somebody brings their mom for approval. Boy, that would be a real bad sign.
That's a deal breaker.
Good guess.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Not right, but really funny. We're glad you called this morning.
Oh, man.
Wow. WOLX, hello.
Hey, do you have a winner yet?
No, we're hoping it's going to be you for a free Bucky book. Just under 10% of women claim this is a deal breaker on that all-important first date.
He talks about marriage.
Right away. I had a friend like that. Right away, he'd meet a girl he liked, and right away he's talking about, houses and picket fences and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, boy. And did they ever...
They ran really fast.
Okay. All right. I'm
like, buddy, you might want to maybe chill out a bit, you know. Scale back a bit, Terry.
Yeah. Wow.
That's not it, but that's a really interesting guess. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go have a good day and be healthy.
Yeah. Right, thank you. Wow.
Hey, did you get an answer yet?
No, we're relying on you this morning. Just over 10% of women say this is a real deal breaker on that all-important first date. What you got? What you got?
Would it be a dirty vehicle?
It would be. A dirty car.
Yeah!
Yeah. Right. Yes! They show up, they roll up in a dirty car. All right. Yes.
That is awesome.
They show up in
it's not awesome, but it's awesome you got it.
You got it, a dirty car.
Wow. All right.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, that was a brain strain, wasn't it?
That was a strain.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my goodness. Really, I was kidding, Jim. I said we could probably write a book after this about what not to do on a date.
let us ask you, would that turn you off? First date, guy rolls up in a dirty car. Would that kind of turn you off?
Yeah, probably would.
Yeah. You know, what's funny, you guys, I always am really weird about that. I always make sure I get my car washed and vacuumed out.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Funny.
I took a woman to the Carrie Underwood concert one time. I made sure my truck was just showroom clean. She was very nice. And I thought maybe Carrie Underwood might see it too. So
did you make a good impression?
I think I did.
All right. Yeah. Okay, but what happened to that situation?
Oh,
is it bad
that
I keep asking Jim that?
We're still friends. We're still
good.
Friends.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you can never have enough friends. That's for sure.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Liz and I'm calling from Baraboo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.